We will reconvene for the administrative portion of the meeting. There are four items on the consent calendar. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, moving to the discussion matters. The MISO learning plan is something I visited with Allison Archer about at MARC. And now I neglected to bring my notes with, but basically I think it's about a 10 or 12 meeting kind of a plan they have to help people better understand probably MISO specifically, but I think it's somewhat RTO in general. And apparently, Commissioner, you've gone over a couple of these sessions
yep.
with them already.
Mm-hmm. And staff have sat in on some of those as well. We've done most of them on the phone.
But they prefer actually to deal with the commissioners. And this isn't just a North Dakota thing they're offering. This is, you know, around the various states that are part of MISO. And they're trying to deal with commissioners. But they prefer it to be one-on-one and just a better dialogue and such. And work through that, so we wouldn't necessarily be at the same time. So it's not a problem for them starting fresh without you on a
right.
couple of the sessions that you've had. But many of them don't necessarily go in order, and so probably some of them, if we work together on our calendars, they could actually be here and do some of them with all three of us on the same days. And so I just wanted to bring that up, if that's something that you two are interested in working on. I don't have any schedule time or anything, but I think Allison would probably get in touch with us and suggest some days and see who's available and such if you're interested. And that's about as far as I need to know today, just to get back to her, whether you guys want to at least try sometimes to coordinate days.
I am fine with that. I'm kind of continuing to go through it, and I have one scheduled in on August 8th. And so they seem very eager to come to North Dakota for it, but I've done them by the WebEx, and it's completely fine. And I'm sort of sensitive to the cost of them traveling out here and spending the night and meals, and I don't think that's necessary, personally. So I sort of have been pushing them to do it the most efficient way from a cost standpoint, do them WebEx. And in that way, I mean, it seems like we could all participate. It'd obviously be a public meeting. Maybe we have to do it in here or something if more than one of us is on it. But I've thought that's been very productive. So.
And my impression in the discussion was, even if it's done WebEx, they would prefer to do three of them than one.
Yeah.
And so, and in that case, of course, it wouldn't necessarily need to be the same day,
right.
but maybe if there's something that they're out here for anyway. But mm-hmm. bottom line is, if you two are just interested in coordinating a little bit, you'll probably hear from Allison then
mm-hmm.
if they have suggestions. But
well,
if
it
you're
works
finding
out,
that
yeah.
their materials, work well with them not traveling here, then that would sound even better. I agree with you. But anytime we can save money is good.
Yeah.
I'm fine either way. I think it's a great idea. If they want to bear the expense, although I agree with Julie being sensitive to that, but if they want to come and experience the beauty of North Dakota in August, you really, that's tough to argue with as well. So why wouldn't you? So
I agree. I do think their expense becomes our expense down the road. So or our ratepayers' expense. So
we'd have to make sure they really spent a lot to drive the economy.
Yes.
Well, I will get back to her that it's fine to see once where coordination can work out.
Yeah, it's hard coordinating three schedules for this kind of thing. And so I like the flexibility to sneak an hour and a half in whenever it fits. So I don't want to get bogged down in, that time and this time and, you know, everybody else's schedules. If it's just on WebEx, then it seems like they could just work with each one of us on what we want to learn about and keep it at that. I mean, unless they are intent on coming out here, and then we can obviously need to coordinate.
Okay. The second thing on discussion is the MDU gas pipeline segment, and we'll turn it over to Jack.
As you recall, we received a jurisdictional determination request from Montana Dakota Utilities regarding the line that extends from the Alliance Tap down to the Bobcats facility in Gwinner. I, along with staff, reviewed the line, and we determined the characteristics of the line would ultimately be determined under the Siting Act that it's a distribution line and therefore would not need to be sited under 4922. And I think I've had a conversation with almost all of you at this point about that. So are there any questions specifically about this? I'd be happy to answer them.
Well, I read through your what you wrote up on it, your report, and also in our discussion. And, you know, I got to say, when we first started discussing that with the whole concept of bringing the gas down there for the Bobcat plant and possibly other potential customers, you know, that subject came up, whether that was a jurisdictional pipeline or not. And I really had no idea. It just sounded borderline like a tough call, and so kind of came into this with really absolutely no preconceived notion on which way it came, and I think your research and your explanation of your research really laid it out well for me, and I have absolutely no quarrels with the recommendation that you make here, and would agree that it's the correct determination.
I would agree as well. Very nice job on that. It outlined it very, very clearly for me.
And I read it to basically boil down to it's a distribution line, and those are not jurisdictional for siting.
That's correct, Commissioner.
So I think that's simple, pretty straightforward and simple, and appreciate your research on that, Jack, and your thorough letter.
Thank you.
Of course, if MDU wants to protest that determination, they may, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, anything else for discussion that anyone had?
I do not have anything.
No.
Okay, scheduling. We have the monthly budget update, and I will turn it over to Jill.
Commissioners, this would just be our monthly budget discussion for the end of the biennium. I talked to OMB. They said that reports would be available starting on Monday, July 31st, so any time after that, the first week in August.
It'd have to be the second week in August.
Okay. We could do Monday if you wanted to. Tuesday, I know there's a director's meeting at 10 a.m. if you wanted to do it before or after that.
On Tuesday, the 15th?
The 8th.
Tuesday the 8th, sorry, I'm a week past.
It's on the 9th? Okay.
Let's see. I have an early morning appointment on the 7th. Otherwise, I'm available that day and also would be available. I have my MISO training on the 8th at 10:30, but available any other time that day. Or we could do it in combination with the director's meeting. Could do it at like 9. That would maybe make sense on the 9th.
Well, for me, the 9th would work out great, or Tuesday afternoon after that MISO meeting would work out great, but have you already planned that as a web one?
Yeah. 10:30.
Well, does the 9th work for you, Brian?
Either Tuesday afternoon or on Wednesday the 9th, I am open.
Well, why don't we do it on the 9th, and if we have any questions budget-related for one of the directors. We know that they'll presumably all be here that day. So why don't... The directors' meeting is scheduled from 10 to 11. Maybe we'll even have some questions for directors after hearing the budget report. And so what? How about if we schedule this for 9 o'clock?
Sounds great.
Good for you, Brent.
Sounds good.
I will throw one more thing on scheduling, I guess. More of a discussion.
No, just August 9th at 9 o'clock for the monthly budget update. And this one is later than normal. We would typically have it shortly after the middle of the month, but because it's the biennium end is why you're getting the OMB reports back later than normal.
Correct. Yeah, okay. The biennium doesn't close until Wednesday, June 26th, and so then the 27th, 28th, they're running reports and closing everything up.
Okay, very good. And you had another...
Well, I just wanted to throw out there, Ken...
Sletton.
His name just, his last name escaped me. Sorry, Ken, if you're listening. He's been in communication with our office on the September event that we have scheduled with him in discussion. And he's already thinking ahead to any sort of follow-up meeting that we might want on that cybersecurity issues. And has some ideas for what that might look like. And I have said, and I just want to make sure that you guys are in on it because you might run into him or hear from him directly, that I thought it would be best to have the first meeting and sort of see how that conversation goes and then evaluate where we want to go from there and wouldn't set up any subsequent meetings until after that first meeting. So unless you guys are eager to get something else on the agenda and get that going, we could do that now. But I'd rather personally hear what is to be said then in that meeting and have our discussion and then make plans for any future discussions after that.
Yeah, makes perfect sense to me.
Okay. I think so too. What day is our meeting with him?
September, what is it? It's right after Labor Day, I think. September
6th?
6th. At Grid Security, is that what that is?
Yep.
Yep.
Is that 1:30?
That's correct. We'll be leading into the PSC staff summer fall barbecue. All right. That's it for me.
Anything else for scheduling or for anything else? Okay. Very good. In less than 1 hour, we are adjourned. Yeah.